Dr. Balagay here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on the topic of falls in older adults. It's from an outstanding chapter in Balagay's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing this series of 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in managing falls in older adults. This podcast is derived from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, who is an associate professor of medicine and geriatrics at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University, Chicago, Illinois. Prior to this, she was an assistant professor of medicine and geriatrics and palliative medicine and the co-director of the Integrated Internal Medicine Geriatrics Clerkship for third-year students at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. The senior author is Dr. Reena Karani, MD, MHPE, who is the Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Medical Education and Curricular Affairs and Professor of Medical Education, Medicine and Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, New York. Her clinical interests include care of hospitalized older adult, perioperative management, and consultative models of care, multiple choice question. An 87-year-old nursing home resident has fallen 2 times in the past month. Fortunately, none of the falls have resulted in injuries. The patient has a history of B12 deficiency, frailty, osteoarthritis, coronary artery disease, and depression. Which of the following is the first step that should be undertaken to evaluate this patient's risk of future falls? A. Gait and balance testing. B. Review circumstances of past falls. C. Review patient's medications. And D. Postural blood pressure. And the answer is B. Review circumstances of patient's falls. Multiple risk factors contribute to a patient falling. An assessment of the circumstances of previous falls, that is location, witnesses, time of day, contributing factors, preceding symptoms, post-fall symptoms, environmental hazards, etc., can guide further evaluation as well as help target impactful interventions to prevent future falls. Falls, which are defined as unexpected events in which patients come to rest on the ground or other lower level, are the leading cause of injury related deaths in adults over the age of 65. 1/3 of older adults fall every year, resulting in 2.2 million emergency room visits and more than 580,000 hospitalizations in the US alone. In addition, 40% of nursing home placements occur because of falls. Medical costs for fall-related injuries in the elderly in 2000 equaled $28.2 billion in 2010 dollars and are projected to double by 2020 as the population ages. Falls result in significant morbidity and mortality, including minor injuries such as bruises and lacerations, major injuries such as fractures and traumatic brain injuries. Long lies can result in rhabdomyolysis, dehydration, pneumonia, and pressure sores. Fear of falling can result in restriction of activity, social isolation, and depression. Pain can cause functional disability. Emergency room visits and hospitalizations can cause nursing home placements. And increased healthcare costs and mortality are other consequences of falling. Minor injuries such as bruising or lacerations occur in 30 to 50% of the falls. And major injuries, including traumatic brain injuries and fractures, occur in 10% of the falls. Traumatic brain injury is cause of 46% of all deaths due to falling. While most hip fractures are caused by falls, only 1% of the falls result in hip fracture. However, the consequences are significant since there is 25% one-year mortality after hip fracture. Additionally, only half of those surviving will regain their baseline ability to perform their activities of daily living, which include the ability to bathe, dress, groom, toilet, eat, and transfer on their own. Approximately half of those who fall are unable to get up on their own afterward. In one prospective cohort study of adults over the age of 90, 80% of those who fell were unable to get up by themselves afterwards, and 30% were on the ground for over an hour. These types of long lies after a fall can result in pressure ulcers, rhabdomyolysis, dehydration, and pneumonia. Following a fall, 40% of patients restrict their activity because of their fear of falling again. This decrease in activity causes social isolation, depression, and an even higher risk of falling in future due to deconditioning. This podcast on falls in older adults was from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's from an outstanding chapter authored by Dr. Sarah M. Bradley, MD, who is a faculty physician at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, and Dr. Reena Karani, MD, Senior Associate Dean and Professor of Medicine and Faculty Physician at the Icahn School of Medicine, Mount Sinai, New York.